Welcome to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie, Kyle, we got a whole crew in here today, you know, and it's a good thing. All right, so Jason Hildebrand is back. I mean, we need some music for it. Back in Black for Jason Hildebrand.
We need some name tags. That's what we need.
No kidding. We've got that because we hadn't seen him in a while. We've got Arnold Tarfley.
That's true.
The residency NASCAR historian that we bring in from time to time. Always great to have him there.
Do you like being called a historian? Does that make you feel old?
I am old. So, I mean, you know, what the heck?
First step's admitting it, right? So we got that. And then the one, the only Scott Webb, hanging out, spinning tunes, making sure everything goes. And listen, it's great to be on. This is the first time this year. Got some really cool new sponsors that are coming with us this year. Got a lot of stuff that we're going to do this year that will be very exciting as far as the NASCAR realm. Today is really special because we're not only talking about what's, you know, happened in the off season and kind of getting us ready for you know, for this coming season, but also we've got Alex Hayden, great friend of the show from MRN, that'll be on at 5:30, and we'll get his take on all the stuff that's happened over the past off season, which seems like, I don't know about you guys, but driving up here today, I was like, man, this has flown by.
It's like, didn't we just do this a week ago?
Right. So so it was good, but it was fun being out last week at Cleveland Tire Center.
Like we did do this a week ago.
I know.
Yeah. Some of you did.
Yeah, right. Some of us didn't.
Somebody was missing.
Yeah, I know. In action. So, but it was great doing that. Listen, I want to talk about our sponsors real quick. Scott got some new sponsors that we've brought to the table. Home Rate Mortgage, always been a great sponsor of the Finish Line. We really appreciate them. Ben Phillips, they're going to be more active this year. And I don't know, Ben says he knows a little bit about NASCAR and may call in and make a couple of picks.
I don't believe it. I want to hear it. I just want to meet him because I want to put a face
to the radio
a face to that voice.
When your house becomes a home. Right. I hear it all the time.
Exactly.
You know?
So, but Ben is man, great company down there. Guys, if you need a mortgage, he is the place to go, Home Rate Mortgage, and that's coming from the guy that, you know, that's the banker here, and he's the guy I recommend. So, Ben Phillips, great. And I've known Ben Phillips for a long time, went to Cleveland High School. He's a Cleveland High grad. He says he's got some track records up there that haven't been broken yet, but I venture to guess that's probably not true. That's one of those things. We're old now, right? And
yes.
Then
Barry
Button Willow, and get this, Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater. Now I'm telling you, if you had never been out to a good dinner theater, and especially one from a different perspective of the Civil War, Steve Gibson is probably one of the biggest historians I know as far as the Civil War, and tells it the right way. There's a lot of things that we don't know. Or that school tells us. But he's got it broken down, got it into a show. It's really cool. It's up in Whitwell, Tennessee. A lot of the churches from around here have gone up there and seen him before. Well, the show.
And listen, when you hear his one take, he did the commercial in one take. He's got that.
He's got it all figured out.
He wasn't afraid of the mic whatsoever. He did a terrific job, but we're happy to have them on board all season long.
Exactly. And then the last one, Dale's Heating and Air. I can't say enough about Dale Taylor. Dale goes up to Bristol every August and hangs out up there with his wife, Tricia. And they have it, and they're in Ottawa, and they have been around. Dale started that by himself, was working at a bakery and decided he wanted to do some heating and air, so learned about it. Got into it, and I think it's 20-something years later. He's still doing it and actually going to be picking up plumbing. So it'll be Dale's Heating and Air and Plumbing, and we'll be doing some live broadcasts down there from that area. And I don't know if I just let the cat out of the bag too early.
No, I knew that was – I mean, I was prepared for that.
Yeah, so he's great. Dale's become a great friend over the years.
Do we want to go into why we're doing all this, or do we want
– Well, I mean, you know, you explain, Scott.
Well, here's the thing. We did talk to Steve, and we appreciate everything that Steve Hartline and Jennifer have done for us and allowing us to put this on. But we had an opportunity with my program here at Walker Valley High School and do the things we're doing here. And then Jamie has a nonprofit called The Refuge, and I'll let you talk about that in just a second. We wanted to find a way to kind of generate a little bit of income for our program. So we talked to Steve and negotiated a way to kind of make that a reality, we're not making hand over fist here for our programs, but he's able to do some great things with his nonprofit. I'm able to you know, buy some things for the students here in my program, and we're very happy that it all worked out the way it did.
And it just makes good sense. And like you said, we appreciate Steve for giving us the opportunity to do this. And so, hey, listen.
That will be, I'm marking it down, February 10th. That will be the last nice thing I say about Heartline on this show.
On
February 10th.
Right, this show, that's important.
It'll be,
time on it.
Well, yeah, I've started the timer now. It's not going to, I got 365 days.
But it is great. You know, Scott and I both have passionate about a couple of different things, and Scott's passionate about media and students, and I'm passionate about what we do at the Refuge. My wife and I started that seven, 8 years ago out of the back seat of our van, so it's really turned into a great thing, and we just like helping people. So if you want to become a sponsor of the show, we do have a very few sponsorship opportunities left.
But listen, we'll fit you in.
Yeah. A Chevy van?
Yeah. No, it was a Dodge.
Let's just sing it. An old song.
So it has been good, but we're excited about it. And then being that we, you know, we do have the show, we can do some crazy things, and not too crazy, Steve, if you're listening.
And we'll have some good giveaways this year.
Very
you
important,
know, looking,
yes.
Looking forward to getting in touch with Aaron and hearing what we got to give away this year. It should be a fun season for us.
Just gave away some Daytona 500 tickets last week.
Right, and we, you know, last year, you know, we started the show, and then we had the snow. We didn't even get to talk about Daytona or anything like that. It just kind of it's good to kind of get together here in the preseason and kind of kick things off. There's an I do have a sense that it literally it felt like we were just in here talking about the end of the season, but it's nice to be back, and there's a lot of fresh stories and a lot of things going on out there, and we'll spend all hour talking with the rest of the hour talking about that. But it's a great time, and there's a lot of exciting things happening in NASCAR.
All right, so let's we got all that out of the way, didn't we? It only took us about 12 minutes to do. So we're gonna get started with some NASCAR talk, and you know, I want to kind of hold off on the Tony Stewart saga until maybe after the first break, and let's kind of go ahead and get the drivers in different places thing going. I want to, you know, I guess the biggest, if we want to talk about it, there's two really, of Clint Bowyer going to join to H. Scott Motorsports, will be going to Tony Stewart next year, but Chase Elliott got big shoes to fill. You know, if you thought of being the son of a Winston Cup champion, you know, and trying to live up to his legacy, and you come in and ride, what better car to take over than the number 24 who just retires?
Arnold, there couldn't be bigger shoes to fill this year, could there?
Probably not. That's probably the biggest name that's come along to be filled in a long time. The only one that I can think of really would have been the day that Richard Petty retired. You know, that to who, of course, they didn't run the 43 for a year after that, mm-hmm. so nobody would step into that 43.
Right.
Chase is stepping into the 24, which is an existing historical number that has done great things over the last
number of years. I mean, you look at that, Jason. Don't you? I mean, number wise and importance wise, right below
the three,
right below this number.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my question is, and one of the things that we kind of touched on last week, what's that going to do to the garage over there at Hendrick? You know, with when you had the veteran of Jeff Gordon there, along with Casey Kane, who struggled at times. How is that going to change that garage with Chase Elliott in there with Casey Kane? I don't know.
Don't you think Casey Kane maybe hopes a little bit of that magic dust rubs off?
Moves over to his
side. Because that mojo has been going south for a couple of years. You know, and maybe there's some fresh ideas, some fresh things that come in with Chase being in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe that kind of spurs that whole garage.
The one thing I'm concerned about with that was that, you know, you saw Chase kind of come in blazing, you know, and won at Darlington. I still don't know how he won at Darlington. I think it was his first year in the Nationwide Series. In the last couple of years, it's kind of like he's been okay, and he's been Scott. You used to make this sound all the time. It's
That.
You know, so I wonder, coming in, is that a, you know, because he knew he was going to be going and taking over the 2-4, or is he really that good?
Well, dude's got the name, first of all. You know, that helps a tremendous amount. He came in hot. Yeah, I mean, come in hot, won the series championship. You know, I think he's going to be very, very good in that car. I really, really do.
He comes in and wins the series championship his first year and finishes second the second year.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's a real big
drop off.
That's
terrible.
That's
not living up to expectations.
But, you know, you look at the talent level in the Nationwide Series over the past 3 or 4 years, and when Elliott Sadler is your, you know, guy that everybody looks to that should win a championship in really good cars and doesn't, you've got Regan Smith that, you know, is out there running for JR Motorsports. I don't think the talent level in the Nationwide Series has been as good over the past 2 years. He should have won that, if you think about it, because he's Chase Elliott.
I mean, but the guy can hold. The guy holds his own when he's out there, and there's 6, 7, 8 Cup cars out there. I mean, it's not like he's running 15th. I mean, the guy's in the mix. The guy can drive.
He's pretty quick though.
Yeah, he's got there's going to be a learning curve. I mean, there's a learning curve for anybody that's 19. Is he even old enough to drink yet? I think he's, what, 20?
He's 20 years old.
Yeah, he's not even 21 yet. So, you know, there's going to be a learning curve. I mean, thank goodness I'm a little I believe I'm a little smarter now than I was when I turned 20. Now, people may disagree with that, but I think I'm a little smarter. So I think he'll figure it out. I'm not worried about that. The pressure of being in that car and all that. Probably couldn't fell into better hands, but I think those fans are going to have to be patient. We'll see how many of those Jeff Gordon fans jump on that Chase bandwagon.
Should be very interesting. There's so much, guys, that we got to talk about, and a couple of the other people that are going to be. Reagan Smith actually got a ride with Tommy Baldwin Racing, which is good for him. Reagan's been, you know, kind of up and down over the past couple of years or whatever, with maybe getting a ride. Looked like Junior couldn't get a sponsor for him. It seemed like the only reason he couldn't keep him. David Reagan, you know, is going to go to BK Motorsports along with, I think, that Matthew DiBenedetto is going to be his teammate. I guess
I'll go ahead and claim him for my pick.
I'll be out the week of March the 12th.
I'll just reserve his name for that spot.
It's always fun that I made sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I read this on J-Ski last night. I think Demidetto is going to run every race but Daytona.
Yeah,
is the way that's going to work.
So really, we couldn't pick him for you when it comes to Daytona. All right, and then I wanted to get your kind of take on this. Is the Chase is going, to all three series. Going to the Truck Series, going to the Nationwide Series or Xfinity Series?
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I think the format is terrific. Now, there'll be people out there that don't like it, and I understand all that. But if you're competent enough to get yourself into the playoff, it gives yourself a playoff-type feel. We've seen the Chase for 2 years now, and it's been terrific. It is not disappointed whatsoever. I think it's great moving it to all the other series.
And I think it's good because, you know, that sport, it really, you know, they keep these veteran cup drivers in there to drum up the attention and the interest in that series. So I think that this really, you know, pads that interest for the Nationwide Series and the Truck Series. I think it's a good thing.
The other interesting rule change with the Truck Series, they're going back to timeouts.
Yeah.
Do their pit stops on timeout sequences. So that's going to change your strategy too.
I thought it was interesting too that with the Xfinity Series, they are not going to let the last race of the year. There will not be any Cup drivers in the Xfinity Series race.
Yeah, I think. Don't you? I mean, that makes a lot of sense. If you're riding for trophies, big trophies,
right?
You know, I think it needs to be the guys that are competing for the title. I think that's a terrific.
I just hope our chases this year are as interesting as what we saw last year.
Yeah.
With some of the excitement out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't beat that. And then Kyle Busch is coming off surgery again, so does he win 6 in a row?
Well, we'll see. We'll get into all that.
That's the big thing. All right, we need to take our first break of the year. When we come back, we're going to break down a little bit of this owners. The owners are coming together. We may save a little of that for Alex Hayden. He'll be coming on, too, at 5:30, and we'll talk about that. That and more. We got a ton to talk about, guys. I don't know if we'll get through it today. We're going to give it our best shot. You're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.
MLS 2239. What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here. Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour. Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun, food, and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got to call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Since 1996, Dale's Heating and Air has been known for our trusted dependability with 24-hour service, trusted integrity to provide the right system at the right price. Trusted technicians who are always background checked, drug tested, and trusted. 100% complete satisfaction. Take advantage of our $50 savings on any service or repair or 60-month special financing. Available now. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600 or go to justcalldales.com.
Subject to credit approval. Ask for details.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Welcome back to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. We got a group today with Jamie Kyle, Jason Hildebrand, Arnold Tarpley, Scott Webb.
Listen, there's so many good-looking people in this room.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say I am, yeah, but I mean, I don't know about everybody else. But anyway, that was good.
You could have just went with it. You could have just agreed with me. You didn't just have to.
You noticed Jason and I kept quiet on this.
We,
yeah.
At least all of our wives think we're good looking. That's the good
thing,
right?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, you're asking a lot there, buddy.
You just got time investment there. That's all that is, all right? I'm just going to be honest. I mean, you got a lot of vested interest there, you know? I mean, everybody here has kids. I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, we're stuck, right? They're stuck with us.
They're stuck with us. Yeah, let's get that right.
That's the good thing. All right, so we've talked about a lot of stuff. I want to go into this owners coming together, kind of a race team alliance. Arnold made sure that he texted out everybody yesterday as I was driving and couldn't really look at anything, but big news that was announced yesterday, this Race Team Alliance. Arnold, if I know of all of us, you've been the one that's studying this thing like a book, so tell us what you know.
I don't know a whole lot. It's just what I've been reading.
I just set you up. You better know a lot.
But I know probably knows as much as most people out there, just been reading information and hearing information. 36 charters for racing teams that have been in existence, and they've had to race full-time for the last three years to get that charter.
Because I was watching, you know, looking at Twitter last night, and Bob Pockross, who covers NASCAR for ESPN, talked about that wasn't
for advertising.
Yeah. Well, the man knows his stuff. But the reason how they got to 36 was they actually looked at how many teams had, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, had run full seasons. And that's why they elected to do that. I mean, there's been a lot of outrage over the Wood Brothers not getting a charter and not getting a guaranteed spot. But they actually had thought through the process and had an actual reason why they got 36.
And that's probably one of the biggest sticking points is the Wood Brothers not having a charter, because they've been involved for over 60 years, and they don't have a charter, but they have not run full time.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. But you know, as we were talking about during the break or whatever, is that there are charters that can be sold and transferred and stuff like that. So there'll be a little good old fashioned politic and probably behind the scenes as far as that goes. And who's not going to give the Wood Brothers a charter?
Well, it's a $64 question out there, because somebody has to be willing to give up their charter.
Wow.
Michael Waltrip Racing has got two charters.
Right.
They're up for sale right now. Stuart Haas is buying one for the 41 car, which does not have a charter.
Right.
And they're buying one for the 19 with Joe Gibbs for Carl Edwards. That car does not have a charter. And so that was really interesting when you started going through there and said, Joe Gibbs has only got three charters and he's got four cars. Where's he coming up with those? Michael Waltrip Racing. And what the charter does It's giving the owners tangible something that's worth something.
I guess it's closest to franchising when you look at the other sports. It's the closest thing NASCAR has ever come to franchising, being able to have guaranteed spots. You can tell your sponsors, hey Arnold, I want you to sponsor my car, and we're going to be in every single race. We don't have to worry about it. We're going to have a starting position.
No past champion, all that sort of stuff.
We're guaranteed to be in. We're going to be in the field. There's some digital stuff, media stuff they're talking about getting involved with. So I think it's good for the sport, and I know the owners were real pleased.
But if you think about it, though, does it encourage new owners to come into the sport? Because I mean, you know, what I haven't seen is how long do you have to be in the sport racing full time in order to acquire a charter?
If you only got three spots out there, how are you going to get in? I mean, four spots out there, how are you going to get in if you're new?
Right.
That's my
thing. And here's the thing too, is the length of the charter is tied to the length of the TV contract.
Right.
So that if, you know, the charter goes for 9 years, that's because there's 9 years left on the 10-year deal that they signed with Fox and NBC last year. So there's 9 years left. So it'll be tied to that. And then I guess they'll have to do something on the back end of that and do another 10-year or however many long however many years long the TV contract is.
And the other interesting thing is you can only transfer ownership of a charter once every 5 years.
Right.
So it's
still, just like in any other sport, still has to be approved by NASCAR. They don't get any money, but they'll get a small fee for it. For the transaction, you know, they're gonna get their hands in there somehow. So there'll be a transaction fee, I think is actually what I saw it called last night.
But
you can only do it once. You can only do it once in 5 years. So you know, we look at the sport, guys. There's not a lot of turnover in terms of ownership. Hendrick,
there's not a lot of turnover. But then somebody was talking here a week or so ago about the idea that Childress is getting older.
Right.
Hendrick is getting old. Penske's up there. Roush is up there. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at a changing of the guard in the ownership in the next decade.
They'll transfer that.
Yeah, don't you think those, I mean, they got all those guys have got family that are still going to be involved in the program.
But the thing of it is, though, this charter is giving the owners a financial windfall, so to speak, where they can actually transfer ownership to other entities if they want to and get something out of it, mm-hmm. which they haven't been able to do before.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let me ask you this last question before we go to break. All these guys that have these charters now had to start somewhere. When they started, they come in and there wasn't such thing as a charter. If the charter was in place then, do those guys get in? Does your Hendrick, does your Gibbs, do all those guys get in if that charter was in place then?
Well, I think one of the keys right here is minimum performance standard. If you fall below a certain level, like the bottom three, as I understand, is in the 36 charter teams, NASCAR can take that charter away from you.
Right. Yeah, that's a big thing.
I know some out there that would fall in that category. Yeah.
There's been some teams.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have Alex Hayden from MRN on the phone with us. We'll discuss a lot of different subjects, including Tony Stewart and a couple other things. So it should be great. So you're listening to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3.
The Buzz.
What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour. Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun, food, and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got a call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Since 1996, Dale's Heating and Air has been known for our trusted dependability with 24-hour service, trusted integrity to provide the right system at the right price. Trusted technicians who are always background checked, drug tested, and trusted. 100% complete satisfaction. Take advantage of our $50 savings on any service or repair or 60-month special financing. Available now. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600 or go to justcalldales.com.
Subject to credit approval. Ask for details.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Welcome back to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie Kyle, Jason Hildebrand, Arnold Tarpley, Scott Webb hanging out, talking all the stuff that happened, all of the stuff that happened over the offseason.
We got more people in here than we got chairs.
I know, and then stuff that was announced yesterday that was huge that we just got through discussing with the charter program with NASCAR. But it is always fun. We had him on last year, and MRN is such a great partner of one of The Finish Line. But Alex Hayden is back. Alex, are you ready to go this year?
I couldn't be any more ready than I am right now. It's been a long winter, far worse for some other than some of us. But yeah, I'm ready to get back at it. I think everybody who's a race fan just simply ready to see race cars on the track. And to have it happen down at Daytona, there's not a better place to do it.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that I've watched the Rolex 24 or whatever they call it now, and I could probably count that on one hand. But I can tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I was glued to the set the whole time, waking up early watching it. So yeah, just to see cars on the track, that's a race fan's dream. So it's great, Alex. I want to get right into it. There's a lot of stuff that happened in the off season, and I really wanted, and we kind of held this over just so we could talk to you about it, but the Tony Stewart incident with him, you know, having the accident out there, and the dune buggies is what I call them, but actually, you know, didn't wreck, just landed wrong, and it kind of messed him up. But this being his last season, all the stuff that he's had this past 2 years, 3 years, really, and I was telling somebody the other day that, you know, Tony Stewart's been more relevant in the media than he has on the racetrack over the past 2 or 3 years. So this really kind of hurts Tony going into last year.
It does. It does. It's unfortunate. And to hear what happened out there just sounds kind of like a freak accident, in the way things happened out there. It's not that he flipped it and had some malicious crash out there in the desert racing those dune buggies. Not racing, but playing on the sand dunes with the dune buggies. Like, they just landed hard, and obviously we all know the injury to his back. But Brian Vickers will drive the 14 car this weekend and this week in Daytona, so it's nice to see Brian Vickers back behind the wheel. But outside of that, yeah, it's tough for Tony. It's tough for Tony Stewart fans. It's tough for the sport, because when you announce, hey, this will be my last year racing in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series as a three-time champion, certainly, there's going to be a lot of accolades. Tony's never won the Daytona 500. He's made it very clear that's the race that he's always wanted to win. And here he is in his last season, and he's not even going to have the opportunity to compete in it. So does that open the door for him to come back and just run a one-off Daytona 500 next year? Who knows? But, yeah, it's just tough luck all the way around for so many people, obviously mostly for Tony Stewart.
Hey, Alex, this is Jason Hildebrand. Just kind of get your thoughts around this. I know NASCAR is going to come out and talk about tomorrow, the qualifying format for 2016. Do you see any major changes coming there? What's your general thoughts behind it?
I really don't suspect there's going to be anything major change-wise to it. Obviously, you guys alluded to it at the open of the segment about you guys talked about the charter system. So we know 36 cars are going to be at every single race. We know that. What's their starting position? Well, who knows? We'll wait and see when that's why qualifying comes around. So while, yes, we know 36 of the same cars in every week. We just don't know where they're going to start. So I'm not so sure the emphasis on qualifying is going to be as big, because they know they already have a starting spot. Now, they still will have to go fast to get a better pit selection, and we know how important that is at some tracks, like a Martinsville or a Bristol. Some short tracks, having the first pit box is everything. Other tracks, like a Talladega, maybe even a Daytona, it may not necessarily be that important. So I don't anticipate any major qualifying structural differences. We'll wait and see, though. We'll wait and see how NASCAR handles this, and they're going to make all those announcements tomorrow.
Alex, this is Arnold Tarpley. Talk to us a little bit about the new drivers coming in, Chase Elliott in particular, but some of the new faces that's going to be in this race for the first time.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, the rookie crop that we have this year, you mentioned Chase Elliott. I mean, let's talk about Chris Buescher, too. I mean, Xfinity Series champion. Yeah. Chris Buescher, he's driving for Front Row Motorsports, which traditionally hasn't been a front-running team. They have won a race with David Ragan and their teammate David Gilliland going 1-2 at Talladega a couple, 3 years ago. But this team's got the full-on support, everything across the board now, from Roush Fenway Racing. And let's face it, Roush Fenway has been down a little bit the last couple of years. But their Super Speedway program has been solid. So I expect Chris Buescher to be pretty good right off the bat. The big X factor with these young drivers, that they essentially have a pretty good feel to make the playing field even, is the fact that we're going to be running after Daytona and take Talladega out of the mix, the low downforce package. It's a new package as far as the handling of these race cars at some of these racetracks that nobody's experienced, and that includes veterans. So I think that's gonna be a good equalizer. Everybody's going to be on the same playing field. It's going to come down to which team can get the setup done correctly. But the rookie crop that we have this year and some of these new young faces is spectacular, and I think it's going to be fun to watch the Rookie of the Year battle, but I also think it's going to be fun to watch because these drivers and teams that they're driving with are good enough to win races and compete for a championship.
We're talking to MRN's Alex Hayden here on the Finish Line on Talk 101.3 The Buzz. Alex, Truex, big move for them. They had a lot of success last year, got themselves in into the chase and did some damage in that. Now they're switching manufacturers and moving to a Toyota. What kind of growing pains are they going to have here the first few weeks of the season?
Quite honestly, I don't expect any growing pains. And they're not going to make this change, or they wouldn't have made this change, knowing how well they were running and competing for a championship. They wouldn't have made this change if they didn't feel like it was going to be a better move. And that race team has been essentially unsponsored. And we know it's Furniture Row Racing. We know Furniture Row's been on the hood, the quarter panels. But that's the company that is owned by the race team owner, Barney Visser. He owns that company. So essentially, he's funding the race team out of his own pocket. So it's been basically an unsponsored car. And when they were driving Chevrolets up through last year, they got $0 from Chevrolet to compete. All they got was some technical support. They got no financial support like the other Chevrolet teams did. And that was the biggest reason for the change. Toyota obviously runs well. They're winning races with Joe Gibbs Racing. And Toyota said, hey, you guys are a good race team, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. We want to fund you guys. So they're getting finally some sponsorship now with Bass Pro Shops has come on board for this upcoming season for a handful of races. And obviously Toyota's throwing a lot of money at them as well. Then throw in the technical alliance they've got with Joe Gibbs Racing. This team is going to be better than what they were last year.
I wholeheartedly agree.
All right, Alex, biggest storyline coming out of Daytona after the unlimited runs this Saturday.
After the unlimited run, the biggest storyline, I think, is going to be let's focus now. Let's focus on this Daytona 500. But we got qualifying Sunday for the Great American Race. So we're going to set immediately the front rows and get locked into the 500 Sunday afternoon. So I think the biggest things people are going to be looking at after the unlimited Saturday night are going to be, all right, now we see how these cars are. Now we've got the rust knocked off, not only from the drivers and the crew chiefs calling the race, but from the pit crews as well, because you can practice all you want, but until the adrenaline gets going and you're in game speed, it's going to be completely different. So I think the biggest storyline is how are these drivers going to be? How are they going to react after the race? Is there going to be a big crash? Because there's no points on the line. You know, are we going to have some drivers mad? Are we going to have some drivers sad? Are we going to have some cars so torn up that they're going to now back off a little bit because they know what the draft is going to be like and not really practice a whole lot throughout the week? So I think those are some of the things we're going to look at as soon as the Unlimited is over.
All right, Alex, I've got three final, and I want quick answers on these, three final questions. Putting you on the spot right here.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Now, first of all, I need to know, you. Last time we had you on, you said, tell my friends at
Tennessee Wesleyan.
Tennessee Wesleyan. I said, hi. What's your connection?
Yes.
See, you wouldn't expect that from a guy way over here on the coast of North Carolina.
Exactly.
My family is based, most of my family is in the Orlando, Florida area, and my cousin actually got a scholarship and played baseball for Tennessee Wesleyan.
So very cool.
I would go over. This was way back in the early 90s. So I would run over there and go to Athens, Tennessee, watch some baseball over there at Tennessee Wesleyan, and support the Bulldogs. I actually still have my Tennessee Wesleyan T-shirts and jackets and whatnot that I still wear.
Very good. That's awesome.
A long answer. I know you wanted a quick answer.
Well, that wasn't part of it. I wasn't gonna let you off that easy, right? So, all right. So here we go. Related to NASCAR, Chase Elliott wins a race this year.
Yes.
All right. Dale Jr. wins more than four races this year.
No.
All right. And then only three drivers will win a piece of Joey Logano this year.
I'll take the under on that. We're going to have Joey Logano. Joey Logano is not going to be in the mix this year as far as the kung fu fighting that goes on. I think everybody's learned that Joey's going to stand up for himself, and he's not going to take it. So I think everybody's learned that. And then also with what NASCAR did with Matt Kenseth after the Martinsville incident, where Kenseth got him back, I think they sent a very clear message to everybody. Hey, we'll tolerate some stuff to a point, but if it gets out of hand, we'll have to intervene. So, I don't think you're going to have a problem with Joey Logano with any driver this year.
Very good. All right, so what's your schedule like? Are you heading out, I guess, in the next couple of days?
Fly to Daytona early in the morning, so we'll be on the ground. I'm going to take tomorrow afternoon and spend some time at the racetrack just kind of taking it in because of the new $450 million project, Daytona Rising. I want to see it. I want to go up and sit in the stands, although there's nothing on the track other than ARCA Series practice tomorrow. I just want to go up and sit in the stands and get an idea what it's like, because even though I'm a broadcaster with NASCAR, I'm still a race fan. And I want to see what it's like for the fans and see how great it's going to be for the fans when they start filling in those seats. So that's the plan for tomorrow, and then of course the garage opens Friday at noon, and we have a couple of different Sprint Unlimited practices starting Friday afternoon. So I'm looking forward to the cars getting back on the racetrack.
And I couldn't let you go without Barney Hall. I grew up listening to Barney Hall on the radio, and I know just anytime you thought of NASCAR, it's Eli Gold and Barney Hall. So thoughts on Barney Hall?
Yeah, it's a tough time, and we're going to honor him at the Daytona 500 broadcast. We're going to honor him throughout the year. He was obviously a mentor and, more importantly, a dear friend of mine. Thought the world of him. He thought the world of me. I was fortunate enough that I was a pallbearer at his funeral. And it's tough. It really is to lose an icon and a friend like that. We've all experienced it at some point or another in our lives. And Barney was synonymous with NASCAR racing. And to have that voice that so many of us are accustomed to hearing when it's time for NASCAR racing, and for that voice to be silent, it's a tough pill to swallow for so many people. But Barney being Barney and being very humble, he'd be upset that we're even talking about it right now. And I say that with all certainty. He's that humble of a guy, and he's certainly going to be missed, even though he wasn't with us every week last year on the road. Stayed in touch with him, talked to him often on the telephone, went and saw him at Elkin all the time back in North Carolina at his home there. So it's a tough one for everybody. It was tough, and it was great to see just how much support he got at the funeral by so many people, not just in the sport, but so many people that traveled from way out of state that just simply wanted to come pay their respects because they grew up with Barney Hall.
Truly a legend, Alex. And Alex, listen, we really appreciate you coming on. It's always good, and hopefully we can get you on a lot more now and get that expert, you know, information that you bring. I mean, anytime you're connected to Athens, Tennessee, we know you're an expert. So kind of works out good there.
I appreciate that. So, you guys have my number. Please call anytime. Just don't give my number to crazy people. I got enough in everybody.
Well, we've got four.
Well, that's here, four. That eliminates all of us.
So, Alex, thank you. Have a great trip down to Daytona. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll enjoy listening to you on the broadcast.
Guys, thanks so much for having me on, and thanks for all you guys do. Bring the racing to everybody in your area. We really appreciate that.
Thanks, Alex. All right, that was Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. Always great listening to him on the radio as well. He didn't give himself enough credit, but he's really good at what he does.
Good. And very I still did ask him about doing his One Tree Hill stuff. I'll get that for
you. Gotta get that next time. So it's good. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little more about this coming up Daytona, the Great American Race. I think it's the 53rd edition, I believe, is what we discussed last week. So 53rd or 54? 58.
Yeah.
Well, I was giving a little more credit.
Well,
58.
Shows you what I know.
Well, wait, our crack research staff team.
I know. They didn't give me the right information. So we'll be back in a minute. This is The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3.
Everybody Good Buzz.
What would you do with all that cash? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips here, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. $1,200. That's how much we just put back in a Saudi Daisy family's pocket per month. All they did was pick up the phone. 805-9100. That's 805-9100. Get that quick quote now. 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Y'all step back to 1864 and relive the South's finest hour. Witness a moving performance and dig into the greatest Southern recipes direct from the Confederate White House. Loads of fun, food, and unfiltered Southern history. The Button Willow Civil War Dinner Theater is just minutes from Chattanooga. Y'all got a call for reservations, 658-7478. We're straightening out Yankees one at a time.
Since 1996, Dale's Heating and Air has been known for our trusted dependability with 24-hour service, trusted integrity to provide the right system at the right price. Trusted technicians who are always background checked, drug tested, and trusted. 100% complete satisfaction. Take advantage of our $50 savings on any service or repair or 60-month special financing. Available now. For service you can trust, just call Dale's. 236-4600 or go to justcalldales.com.
Subject to credit approval. Ask for details.
MLS 2239.
Do you want to achieve the American dream in 2016? Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We just helped a police officer purchase his first home in East Brainerd. Now he's grilling and chilling on his back deck. The American dream. You could achieve it with no money down options. Why wouldn't you call? 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Welcome back to The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3 The Buzz. Jamie Kyle, Jason Hildebrand, Arnold Tarpley, Scott Webb, all in that order, sitting around the table, talking about the crazy offseason we had, all the new stuff that's coming. And man, I tell you what, we were talking to Alex Hayden just a few minutes ago, and I saw Scott Webb get the chills over there when somebody said Great American Race.
Woo!
And then
I wanted to give out one of those.
So, but yeah, it's coming up here in a couple weeks. Got the, you know, it's great that somebody asked me that. They thought the shootout was last week, and I was like, do you think NASCAR is going to compete with the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Instead, Instead, they're going to have to compete just because of the way it falls with Valentine's Day. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Make your reservations early. I've got mine at 4 o'clock. I'm just telling you, my reservation's in Chattanooga at 4 o'clock.
So it'll be Saturday night, and you could watch that on Fox, and it'll be Jeff Gordon's first broadcast from the Fox booth. So we'll see how he does with
that. I was really impressed the way he announced. You know, he filled in a couple times on Saturdays with some of the Xfinity Series races. But I thought, you know, between him and Kevin Harvick, I thought they did excellent jobs last year.
No, I thought Gordon. I actually tweeted him, and I think his wife, liked the tweet or something. But I thought he does a great job in the booth. He knows, obviously he knows what he's talking about. He has a way of presenting the material and it sounds like he's been doing it all his life. So I think he's going to be terrific.
What's kind of weird about that is we've got a crop now of guys that are getting close to retirement, and you wonder how many will go into the booth. You've got Gordon that goes in. You know, you've got Darrell Waltrip there now. But, you know, there's only enough space for a few people, and Kevin Harvick's probably one that would be really good at, you know, at doing it. So, you know, you wonder how many will actually
win. I know one that probably won't.
Who's that?
Driver of the 88.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'd say he rides off in the sunset being a owner. So that would be
probably
huge. You know, and I'm glad you brought him up. I mentioned, and
I'll bring him up every week.
I know you do. But, you know, I asked Alex if he would win, you know, four or more races this year. And he mentioned, I saw a news story about how he didn't feel like the odd man out now at Hendrick Motorsports. And, you know, so, and it's weird that it's happened at this age for him, Jason, because he is older now. He's, you know, he's got a fiance, probably going to get married sometime, talking about kids. You wouldn't think at this time in his life that he would be happy to be driving a race car the way he is.
Well, let's just face it, guys. I mean, you know, there were some mental mistakes made last year on that team. There were some mistakes made in the pits, and I think it really took him out of contention for a lot of victories last year. Because, I mean, there was a lot of times you look and he's like, man, this guy's got a heck of a car. But guess what? I mean, there were errors made on that team's part. Yeah, you know, you got to think that, you know, they spent some of the time in the off season kind of trying to rectify those issues and those problems. You know, I want to go out there and see him compete. You don't want to see somebody come out there and just make laps. I remember watching Darrell Waltrip in his, you know, Western Auto Parts car down in Atlanta, the first NASCAR race I ever went to, and he's, you know, he's the one car running about 20 seconds behind everybody. You know, you got a pack there. You just don't want to see that happen. But I don't think it's going to happen to him. I think he's good enough. I think the team's good enough, and you're going to see him be real competitive this year. And I think there's a potential out there for four victories.
Wow, coming from a true 88 fan.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I mean, like I said, you know, they don't make the mistakes last year. They've got the four victories.
Right. That is true. Arnold, I brought this up last week, and, you know, one of the things, Jason kind of squatted on me a little bit, I think, when we were at the at Cleveland Tire Center, but, yeah, he's looking at me like, what? But Hendrick Motorsports, over the past couple of years, well, last year, you know, you had Penske and Joe Gibbs and stuff like that, seemed to, you know, have it all kind of together. They ran well. Hendrick Motorsports seemed like they were on the edge a little. They didn't seem like they kind of had it all figured out. How much do you think they've worked this off season, and do you think that because they've worked this off season, do you think that's going to really show early on this year?
They worked hard, and I'm going to say that every one of those teams have worked hard in the off season to find speed, to find that competition edge. I think Hendrick is going to be right there, just like they always are. They seem to be a bit down on power, a bit down on speed. Toyota had more power several years ago and backed off because it's blowing up so much. I think they've got that figured out. Hendrix is probably going to push that envelope and get those Chevy engines running a little bit faster and a little bit harder and generate more horsepower, and they'll be right there in the mix all year, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Scott, last question, and then we're going to plug some stuff because I know we got a new website, new Twitter and stuff like that. So does Kyle Busch repeat?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to repeat in this business, and you know, and they got on a extremely hot streak at the right particular time. They hot to get in, and then they finished strong. I think there's too much competition. You look for Harvick. Surely Jimmy Johnson is not going to have the up and down yo-yo type year that he had. Now, a lot of people out there would like to have the year that Jimmy Johnson had last year, but it wasn't very Jimmy Johnson-esque. So you have to think of that. You think those Fords, those Penske Fords are going to be there. I kind of agree with Alex Hayden, who talked earlier about Martin Truex. You put a little funding behind that team, and they were already super competitive, and there were stretches of the season last year where they were, you know, potentially the best car at times out there. So I think there's enough competition that you can't sit here today and predict he's going to win. I probably wouldn't pick him to win. But they always say once you win that first one, everything else, it gets a little easier. You understand the process a little more. So it'll be interesting to see what Kyle does, but there'll be a lot of people out there hunting for him.
You know, you were naming off those teams there, and I wish we would have thought about it and got Alex to answer a question one more. Will Roush win a race this year?
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things that we talked about last year, how slow those cars were. Looked like you said you could go out there and do 10 speed and beat those cars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where are they at this year? You know, we talk about the Penske Fords. We talk about the Toyotas up at Gibbs. We talk about the Chevys at Stuart Haas and at Hendrick. But what about the Fords at Roush? Where are they lacking? What's going on?
One thing you got to look at is the fact that Buescher won the championship. That's a step forward for Roush Racing right there. Just the fact that they won a championship with a young driver that's moving up, and some engineering in the right direction.
You know
what?
And they got some talented young drivers. You know, it's getting their horse. I think, you know, they had so much talent leave that organization that it just took them a while to kind of get their foundation, their footing back. But I think Jason's right. It's going to be interesting to see how they progress this year, because it's a big year for them. Because when you're out there competing for scholarships.
Whoa! Somebody's begging. Recruiting ended his first of this month.
Yeah, that was a couple Wednesdays ago. When you're out there dealing for sponsorship dollars, it's you know, you can't have too many poor seasons before that well starts to dry up, and those companies go looking else places. Well, they can sponsor us here too.
They can, exactly.
With Exist from Stenhouse.
That's true. I can see Webb now. I can already see it turning his head. He'll be having a radio show directly geared toward recruiting and scholarships next year, and we'll have that. So,
listen, I'm tapped out on. I'm doing all the radio I can do now.
All right, so
stay married.
Here's the deal. Next week we come back, and I can guarantee you one thing. Next week is we will have. You know, something last year that we argued about a lot was our power rankings. And I plan on coming up with some rules and regulations.
Rules? There's no rules.
Regarding power rankings for the start of next week.
Is it going to be written in pencil?
Probably. It'll be like the NASCAR.
Is it like the NASCAR, the official NASCAR rule book?
I can promise you I'll have it available
have
online.
Okay, if it follows
somewhere
the same way as last year, he's going to go with the 14 fill-in driver. Who is it? Aiden said, you know, the first week. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Vickers, baby.
Vickers. That's if he doesn't get a blood clot by then. Ah, that was pretty bad.
It was low.
You know, that was pretty low. Oh, Brian Vickers, that's good for him to get back.
It is good for him. I always think of him in the Red Bull car, you know. But hopefully he can get back on his feet here.
That should be a good thing for him. I don't know if he's going to do it permanent, but he'll that'd be good for him to fill in. Hopefully get him a win. Wouldn't that be funny? I mean, he gets a Daytona 500 win in Stewart's car. All right, Scott, we've got a new website. What is it?
Yeah, you can go to us. It's thefinishlineradio.com. We got a brand new site up there. We'll have our power rankings up there. We'll tweet and retweet some NASCAR news. Our Twitter stuff's on there. We are going to be podcasting this show directly from that site. So you're going to be sometime this evening. You'll be able to go to the website and pull up a full version of the webcast. And I will have a link that you can plug into any phone. Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. You can plug that into your podcasting app, and it will store the shows in there as well. So I'll have all that information hopefully sometime this evening. Definitely have it posted by tomorrow on the website.
Wow, we're getting high tech for a bunch of NASCAR guys, right?
Well, high tech, we'll use that term loosely.
Loosely, very loosely. So it's been great today getting back in the swing of things. Can't wait for you guys to tune in next week. Actually, next week we'll be talking about coming to.
Yeah, we'll have a recap of the butt you up this weekend and then getting ready to make our picks for the first race of the year. That's crazy.
It'll be big time. So for Jason Hildebrand, Arl Tarpley, always a pleasure. Scott Webb, I'm Jamie Kyle. You've listened to another edition of The Finish Line, powered by Home Rate Mortgage on 101.3
The Buzz.